This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran on Sunday dismissed Europe's offer for an informal meeting involving the United States on the troubled 2015 nuclear deal. Tehran said the time is not suitable as Washington has failed so far to lift sanctions. The European Union's political director earlier this month proposed the informal meeting involving all parties of the Vienna deal. The United States accepted the proposition. Following the inauguration of U.S. President Joe Biden, Washington, the European parties to the deal, and Tehran have been trying to salvage the accord. The agreement grants Iran international sanctions relief in return for placing restrictions on its nuclear program. The accord neared collapse after former President Donald Trump withdrew the United States in 2018 and reimposed crippling sanctions as part of a maximum pressure campaign against Tehran. Biden has signaled readiness to revive the deal, but insists Iran first return to all its nuclear commitments, most of which it suspended in response to the sanctions. Meanwhile, Tehran demands that Washington take the first step by scrapping the sanctions. Thai police shot rubber bullets and used water cannon and tear gas at pro-democracy protesters in Bangkok on Sunday at a rally outside a military barracks housing the prime minister's residence. The youth-led protest movement calling for the resignation of Prayut Chan-o-Cha's government had lost steam in recent months, but it has been re-energized following the recent detention of four prominent protest leaders on royal defamation charges. The four are among 58 protesters facing the prospect of up to 15 years in jail per charge if convicted of insulting the monarchy. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Security forces in Myanmar fired on protests on Sunday, killing at least 18 people and leaving more than 30 others injured in the deadliest day of demonstrations since the February 1st military coup. This is according to the United Nations Human Rights Office. The Human Rights Office released a statement calling on the military to immediately halt the use of force against peaceful protesters. New U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, tweeted, "We stand in solidarity with the people of Burma who have displayed determination and courage in rejecting this military coup." Burma is another name for Myanmar. Witnesses say police used tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannon, and in some cases, live ammunition in the country's biggest city, Yangon. Video released by media organizations showed demonstrators dragging some of those injured away from the protests, leaving bloody smears on the pavement. Police also aggressively sought to break up protests in other cities, including Mandalay and Dawei. The European Union has condemned the violence against protesters on Sunday, calling security forces shooting unarmed citizens a, quote, blatant disregard for international law. The United Nations will appeal to donors Monday for nearly $4 billion for Yemen to prevent what it says would be the worst famine the world has seen in decades. More than 6 years of war between the Saudi-backed government and the Iranian-supported Houthi rebels has pushed the Middle East's poorest country to the brink. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock told reporters recently that the humanitarian situation in Yemen is, quote, falling off a cliff. He added that the country is essentially in a state of collapse. Lowcock said he's particularly worried because aid agencies have already had to cut rations and critical programs in the war-torn country due to the lack of money raised in 2020. Investments in Australia fell by 61% in 2020 to the lowest level recorded by the Australian National University in 6 years, coinciding with a worsening diplomatic dispute with China. The annual tracking study from the university's East Asia Bureau of Economic Research recorded $783 million of Chinese investment in Australia in 2020. That investment consisted of real estate, mining, and manufacturing, mostly real estate. The fall was larger than the 42% decrease in foreign direct investment globally measured by the United Nations amid the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the Bureau director. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.